say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Welcome to the, Thursday, June 28th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Got a good show for you today, I think. Got a lot of news to cover. This is an exciting day. You know, I want to make some announcements first. I want to tell you about some guests I got coming up next week. Remember now, tomorrow, the station is moving. They're moving to the new location. I haven't had the opportunity, never did get the opportunity to actually go in and see the inside of the new building, but I know it's very convenient to John and Sandra. It's a little smaller, a little less expensive, and it makes for, well, a new awakening, if you would. Anyway, I want to mention to you my announcements, but I want to say, I also want to tell you, you want to make sure and stay tuned Monday, because we have got none other than David Ray Griffin coming up with Rob Balsamo, who's the head of Pilots for 9/11 Truth, of which most of you know I'm a member. There's some new developments. Rob had requested some information from the Freedom of Information Act. He got said information, and there's some new developments that you all need to be aware of. So that'll be a really, really good show. And, of course, on Tuesdays, we've got Don Nikoloff. Today, I don't have any guests, but I got a lot of stuff to cover. It's a good day today, folks. And I'm going to tell you why. But let me make my announcements first before the break. As you know, don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. The gas prices are consistent. They're still high, but they're not quite as high as they could be if we did not boycott Exxon or Mobil. Tell all your friends, neighbors, when you order that Freedom to Fascism video, like I have mentioned to you so many times, and you have them over for the barbecue, like you should be doing, meeting your neighbors in the summertime, having barbecues, showing them the movie and talking and kibitzing about it, make sure you tell them not to buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil, because guess what? We are winning some battles, folks, and I'm going to tell you about one of them that we won coming up after the break here. And I'm also going to tell you a story that I know there have been times where people have heard me on the air, not often, but once in a while, you'll hear me say, you know, you'll hear me grumble something that sounds kind of like, I see. And there's a story behind that I'm going to tell you today. So it's kind of interesting. When we get back after the break, I'm going to go into some good news. I know I've had a lot of listeners, not a lot, but some listeners who have called in periodically over the course of my shows, and they're a little bit demoralized, and they're a bit negative with what's going on, and it's hard not to be in the world that we live in and the things that we see going on in front of us, because we are awake. But every once in a while, we win one, okay? And today's one of those days. So I'll tell you what. Let's see. I think I've got a break coming up shortly. When I get back from the break, I'm going to go into a little bit of that. I'm going to tell you a story. I've got a lot of news to cover today. It's open phone lines today, 800-313-9443. I'm trying something a little bit new today. I'm holding the microphone in my hand. And the reason I'm doing so is because I had it in this microphone stand that I bought at a music store. And I found that about 20 to 25 times over the past week that I've been broadcasting from my home, it's been, you know, slowly falling into my lap. So I took it out of its stand, and I'm holding it now like I used to do when I used to do seminars. So hopefully that'll work out better. And if anybody calls in and tells me that I'm a little bit too loud or not quite loud enough, let me know, and I'll adjust my mic accordingly. Let's see. I don't think I have time to get into any of this stuff before the break. I don't hear the music coming up, but it should. It's coming. Okay. The break is coming up, and I will see you back in 3 minutes. I'm going to tell you some good news, and then I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm going to cover some other news. So stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll see you in three.
Thank you. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Tell me now if I came sneaking up behind. I'm going to come up sneaking up behind you today. Before I get into the news, I said it was open phone lines, 800-313-9443. I already got a caller, Bruce in Colorado, so I'll take him first, then I'm going to go into some really good news here. So go ahead, Bruce, you're on with Michael.
Oh, hi there, Michael.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I've been listening to a lot of, having to do with the Browns and Weaver. And I found a few instances where being able to say to a sheriff, hey, you can look at this video right now online, but being able to do that is really useful. And there is that video, the sheriff's video, is online, as well as a whole bunch of material about working with sheriffs, working with county commissioners, working on a county level. And to a great extent, it's needed to make a safe haven for people who are fleeing the system from tyranny through the CPS, through Child Protective Services.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of information about that on this webpage, on my website, as well as that video.
Wait a minute. Back up. Go slow now. What is it?
Okay. The website is brucekettler.com. Spell it B-R-U-C-E. Uh-huh. K-E-T-T-L-E-R.com. That's two T's as in Tom. Okay. And you click at Save the County. And there's material and also the history of the work that I and others have been doing in this county in Colorado, so that people get an idea what they can do in their county.
Great. Okay. I'll go in there when I'm off the air and take a look around, Bruce.
I appreciate it. Yeah, drop me an email. Let me know what you think. I appreciate it. Or give me a call, whatever you like.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye. Oh,
okay. All right. Now, you know, every once in a while, I get a caller that calls in that, for understandable reasons, is demoralized and they're fed up with it. They're sick of the fact that nothing seems to get done. And I want to remind all the listeners that through my tenure on RBN, I have, you know, put things to the test with people saying, call your congressman, call your senators regarding one issue or another, the hate crimes legislation, the immigration bill, the Fox News when they were going to, excuse me, when they were going to kick Ron Paul out of the debates and not let him be on Fox News. It was you guys, and I give you guys a lot of credit. There's kudos that go out to you because it's because of you and it's because of other organizations such as the AFTF and so forth that have literally lambasted the faxes, the emails, the phones of congressmen, the phones of the emails of the Fox network, and it has caused them to do a reversal. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. I'm about to play a video clip for you of some arguments in the Senate. There are five senators that are arguing on this bill, and for those of you who still think it doesn't do any good to call your congressman or to call your senators and voice your opinion regarding a particular bill, I want you to pay close attention to this clip, especially the second senator that is speaking, Jim DeMint from, he's a Republican from South Carolina. By the way, because of all your calls, now I want you to imagine for a moment you had a telephone that continually rang off the hook day after day after day, and I don't care if you have two lines or three lines or five lines. And not only was it your telephone, but it was your fax machine, and it was your email that you just continued to get lambasted on a consistent basis day after day after day with no stopping it. Would you not start to get the idea that, you know what, maybe these people have a point? And you would get so aggravated that maybe you'd just disconnect your phone. Maybe you'd pull your fax machine out of the wall. I don't know. But at any rate, this is what you guys have done. And I really, really send out congratulations to you folks. I want you to listen to this clip. This is the arguments on the floor by five different senators. Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, voted yes on this amnesty bill. I want you to pay specific attention to Jim DeMint. That's the Republican from South Carolina, because of what he says, and I think what he says is attributed directly to the efforts that you folks put in as far as picking up your telephone, dialing for dollars, and calling these people. Then we're also going to hear from Arlen Specter, Senator Kennedy, and Senator John Kyle. Specter, Kennedy, and John Kyle, by the way, all voted yes on this bill, but Senator Jim DeMint voted no on it. So I'm going to go ahead with this video clip, and I want you to pay close attention to Jim DeMint. And also the last one, John Kyle. Here we go.
To my Republican friends, remember this day if you vote no. You will never, ever have this bill again.
There will never be a
merit-based immigration system like we've negotiated because President Bush has helped us. And to my friends on this side who say President Bush would sign anything, you don't understand what's going on here. President Bush has given us, as Republicans, things we'll never get without him being president. We have lost the majority, but we've got a good deal because we've hung together.
This immigration
Listen to this guy.
Has become a war between the American people and their government. The issue now transcends anything related to immigration. It's a crisis of confidence between what the American people believe our government is and should be and what it is to them now and what they perceive it to be.
I'm not going to call the commitments which were breached, but that term might be used. It's a little strong to say that a senator broke his word and breached the commitment. Let me simply say that some said how they would vote and then didn't. That's an unusual occurrence in the United States Senate. Year after year, we've had the broken borders. Year after year, we have the exploitations of workers. Year after year, we see the people that live in fear within our own borders of the United States for America. This is the opportunity to change it. Now is the time.
It's a sad commentary in America today that many Americans have lost faith in their government. The only group that has poll numbers less than the president these days is the United States Congress. Americans don't believe that their government is representing them, is acting on their behalf. The polls show it. On one of the most critical issues of our day, we will not restore that confidence if we fail to act again.
Senator John Kyle stating that America has lost its confidence in the government. Well, isn't that interesting? I'll tell you what, Senator Kennedy, as you heard, was very, very upset about it. Just a second here. I got to turn this down. We've got another video coming up here that I forgot to turn off, folks. Okay, at any rate, Jim DeMint, did you hear that when he said, we are at war? As I've mentioned many times on this show, folks, we are at war. There's a war for our mind. Okay, and you guys took the effort to get up off your seat and call your senators and call your congressmen and send in the faxes. And you know what? They got sick of it. Did you hear Arlen Specter? Arlen Specter came on and says, I've never seen this happen before. These gentlemen said they would vote one way and turned around and voted the other way. Now, these are probably the same gentlemen that George Bush came in and tried to strong arm and pay off and make promises to. And they got it before the board, or they got it before the debate, and they again voted no. And you know why they voted no, guys? They voted no because of you. They voted no because of organizations that knew what was going on, were awake to what was going on, were awake and aware of the travesty that would happen if this bill went through. Now, I'm not saying that this bill is going to rear its ugly, it isn't going to rear its ugly head again, because it will. But what they're saying here, and I'm going to read an article to you, it looks like it's not going to arise again until after the next presidential election, because it can't come up. A bill like this cannot come up during an election year. But I'm not done yet, okay? Let's hear what our buddy George Bush has to say about this and this crushing defeat. So let's play another clip here with our buddy George.
I thank the members of the Senate and members of my administration who worked so hard on the border security, immigration, and reform bill. I'm sorry the Senate was unable to reach agreement on the bill this morning. Illegal immigration is one of the top concerns of the American people, and Congress's failure to act on it is a disappointment. American people understand the status quo is unacceptable when it comes to our immigration laws. A lot of us worked hard to see if we couldn't find common ground, and it didn't work. Congress really needs to prove to the American people that it can come together on hard issues. The Congress needs to work on comprehensive energy policy and good health care, making sure health care is affordable without inviting the federal government to run the health care system. We got to work together to make sure we can balance this federal budget, not overspend or raise taxes on the American people. We got a lot of work to do. When they come back from the summer, from the July recess before the summer break begins, we'll be focusing on the appropriations process. And I look forward to working with Congress to balance our budgets and to be wise about how we spend the people's money. Thank you for your time.
Yes, Congress needs to come together on these issues, says Mr. Bush. Well, guess what, Mr. Bush? Congress did come together on the issues, and they realized that the American people didn't want it, and the American people made such a ruckus, and thanks again to you guys, okay, that the bill is dead. It's dead in the water, and it's not going to arise again until after the new president is elected, hopefully Ron Paul, and I'll have more about that in just a little bit, so stick with me. Be right back. Thank you.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And come a little bit closer and let's hear what the Associated Press has to say about the Senate blocking the immigration bill. And this is from Charles Barrington, Associated Press. It says, "The Senate drove a stake Thursday through President Bush's plan to legalize millions of unlawful immigrants, likely postponing major action on immigration until after the 2008 elections. After the stinging political setback, Bush sounded resigned to defeat." And you heard him, folks. I just played the clip. "Legal immigration is one of the top concerns of the American people, and Congress' failure to act on it is a disappointment," he said after an appearance in Newport, Rhode Island. Amazing how he spins this stuff. It's a disappointment to the American people. No, I don't think so. Says, "A lot of us worked hard to see if we couldn't find common ground, and it didn't work. The bill's Senate support fell 14 votes short of the 60 needed to limit debate and clear the way for final passage of the legislation, which critics assailed as offering amnesty to illegal immigrants. The vote was 46-53 in favor of limiting the debate. Some senators in both parties said the issue is so volatile that Congress is unlikely to revisit it this fall or next year, when the presidential election will increasingly dominate American politics. Bush appeared glum as he spoke." Aw, it's too bad. His negotiators had expressed optimism the vote would go their way. or at least be closer. Congress really needs to prove to the American people that it can come together on hard issues, Bush said, and you heard it. He turned attention to his goals in Congress this year, including energy, health care, and balanced budget initiatives. Last year, in a similar immigration effort collapsed in Congress, and the House had not bothered with an immigration bill this year, awaiting Senate action. The vote was a defeat for a bipartisan group of lawmakers who advocated the bill as an imperfect but necessary fix of current immigration practices in which many illegal immigrants used forged documents or lapsed visas to live and work in the United States. It was a victory for Republican conservatives who strongly criticized the bill's provisions that would have established pathways to lawful status for many of the estimated 40 million illegal immigrants. They were aided by talk radio and TV hosts who repeatedly attacked the bill and urged listeners to flood Congress with calls, faxes, and emails. Thank you very much. I appreciate getting credit for that one. Voting to allow the bill to proceed by ending debate were 33 Democrats, 12 Republicans, and independent Joe Lieberman. Connecticut. Voting to block the bill by not limiting debate were 37 Republicans, 15 Democrats, and independent Bernie Sanders, Vermont, Tim Johnson, Democrat, South Dakota. They did not vote. The bill would have toughened border security and instituted a new system for weeding out illegal immigrants from workplaces. It would have created a new guest worker program and allowed millions of illegal immigrants to obtain legal status if they briefly returned home. Bush making a last-ditch bid to salvage the bill called senators early Thursday morning to urge their support. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez approached senators as they entered and left the chamber shortly before the vote. Yeah, could you see that one, folks? I'm sure there wasn't any intimidation going on there either. But conservatives from Bush's own party led the opposition. They repeatedly said the government must secure the borders before allowing millions of illegal aliens a path to legal status. Senator Elizabeth Dole said many Americans don't have confidence that borders, especially with Mexico, will be significantly tightened. It's not just promises, but proof that the American people want, Dole said. But the bill hackers and border security and accommodations to illegal immigrants must go hand in hand. Year after year, we've had the broken borders, said Edward Kennedy. And by the way, you heard that, folks. Year after year, we've seen the exploitation of workers. So that was your solution, Senator Kennedy, is to vote yes on this ridiculous bill, huh? Okay, so after the vote, he said, it is now clear that we are not going to complete our work on immigration reform. That is enormously disappointing for Congress and for the country. No, I don't think so, Senator Kennedy. I think it's a good deal for the country. Kennedy, a chief proponent of the bill, said, we will be back. The issue is not going away. Oh, and by the way, Senator Kennedy, we know you will be back. And guess what? So will we, because we're powerful. We are the people. And we are not going to let this happen. And you saw by what happened to you on your faxes, you saw what happened to you on your telephone lines, and you saw what happened to you on your email, sir, that we're not going away either. But before the vote, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California told colleagues the political debate almost surely would not allow a serious reconsideration until 2009 or later. It would be highly unlikely, she said, in the next few years to fix the existing system. We are so close. From the beginning, the bill's most forceful opponents were Southern Republicans. David Vitter of Louisiana, Jim DeMint, and that's the guy that you heard that was talking about the war, and that's the war that he's talking about with you folks calling in and sending your faxes in. Jim DeMint of South Carolina and Jeff Sessions of Alabama led the charge, often backed by Texan John Cornyn. Two Southern Republicans, Lindsey Graham and Mel Martinez, who was born in Cuba, supported it. Lindsey Graham was that first guy you heard on the video. Also crucial to the bill's demise was opposition from three Democrats recently elected from GOP-leaning states, John Tester of Montana, Claire McCaskill of Missouri, and Jim Webb of Virginia. All the Democratic presidential candidates in the Senate voted to end debate and advance the bill. Among the Republican candidates, only Senator John McCain of Arizona voted to keep the measure alive. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas at first voted with McCain, but switched his vote when it was clear the bid to end the debate would fail. I wonder if that's one of the guys our inspector was talking about. Here comes a break. We'll be back at 3, then I'm going to tell you a story, folks. Stick with me. It gets better. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I'm going to share a secret with you guys today. I mentioned to you, today's kind of Friday for me. Tomorrow there are rebroadcasts because the network is moving, so we're not going to be able to broadcast. And so it's just going to be taped. But at any rate, I wanted to share a secret with you folks because once in a while, not very often, but once in a while, you'll hear me make a kind of a statement going, I see. Well, there's a story behind that, and I want to tell that to you today so you know. This is a secret between us. So listen very closely. How many of you out there have had a mother that never believed a word you said? I mean, just like anything you say, she never believed you. She was always cynical and always thought you were lying to her. Even when you were telling the truth, you were lying to her. Well, I had a mother like that. God rest her soul. When I was growing up, my mother never believed a word I said. My sister as well. Never believed either one of us. She was always looking for a fly in the ointment somewhere. And this went on up until actually in my early 40s. My mother still thought, because she was the mother, she knew everything and I didn't know anything. And, you know, anybody that's read my bio back go in and click on host, you'll find that I did a long stint in finance and estate planning. And I used to do, seminars for attorneys, and I used to do estate planning appointments. I used to go out and talk to people about the laws regarding probate and long-term care and spend down and, you know, retired people that were concerned about losing their assets. And I had a conversation with my mother about it. I don't know, this is back in the early 90s. My mother was, she had the first symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. And so I talked to her about this, and I talked to her about the laws, and I suggested that she might want to consider carrying long-term care insurance. And, of course, she discounted it because she never believed anything I said. You know, she still didn't believe anything. So ultimately, my mother wound up, she did, get Alzheimer's disease, and she passed away, bless her soul, in a nursing home about, 5 years later. And wound up losing everything she owned. But at any rate, I'm telling you that because on one of my appointments, I used to go out, 4 or 5 times a week and sit down with people that were retired and explain the laws to them regarding this. And there was one event that happened to me that I will never forget. And this is about 20 years ago. I went to a home of a lady that was in her 80s. She was a retired school teacher. I think she was a history teacher or something. I don't know what it was. But have you ever had a teacher in school that because they were a teacher, they thought they knew everything and you didn't know anything? Okay, well, this was one of those ladies. She continued that philosophy on after she retired. She reminded me a bit of my mother because anything I told her about spend down or about long-term care or about probate or estate planning or anything, she didn't believe me. And she was very condescending. So as I was going through my presentation to explain to her the laws, I noticed that every time I would make a statement, for example, I would say, well, you know, if you're a single person, you have to spend down to $1,500 before the government will give you any aid. And she would remark with,
I see.
And so I sat with this woman for about an hour and a half one night, and that's all she could say. Every time I would make a statement, she would say,
I see.
And I noticed through the course of the interview that if I made a statement that she thought, well, it's possible it could be true, but it's probably a lie, or I know more about it than you do, she would say,
I see.
Now, she would deliver her thoughts of how big of a lie she thought I was telling in the decibels of her return. In other words, if I would say something and she just flat out didn't believe it, she'd raise the tone of her voice and she'd say,
I see.
And then if I said something and she just thought it was a blatant lie and there couldn't be any truth to it at all, she would say,
I see.
So if you ever hear me saying that, if I ever have a guest that comes on, this is a secret between you guys and me. If I ever have a guest comes on and they say something blatant that I just do not believe, you're going to hear me say,
I see.
And by the way, on our way up to Plainfield, New Hampshire, I did that to John all the way up there and all the way back, okay? And I had him in fits, just rolling on the floor, laughing. So I wanted to share that with you because every once in a while when I see something come out that the government says, I tie the government kind of with the same mindset, and that is that I don't believe anything the government says. I'm kind of like my mother in that respect. Anything the government says, I'll have to say,
I see.
At any rate, I wanted to get that out there so you know the next time I say that, you'll know why I say it. So with that, let's go to Pete in British Columbia, Canada. Is that right? Pete, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you this morning, afternoon?
I'm in a good mood today, buddy.
Yeah, how are you? First, I'd like to congratulate you on the recent victory. That's good.
Hey, go ahead.
No, you go.
You're talking about the... Go ahead.
Okay, let me go then. How is the bill for the anti-hate legislation thing coming along? Is that still to be done?
It's still sitting there. I haven't talked to Ted Pike lately, who is actually the Paul Revere of the radio waves regarding that. But I don't know that – I think it's just kind of sitting there right now. It's kind of like a lot of other bills that are sitting too that they haven't – are sitting in the Congress that they haven't gotten to yet. I've been meaning to call Ted Pike, and I've been so busy I haven't done it. They haven't done anything with it yet that I know of.
Good. Well, I just got my SAT receiver up and going. So now I no longer have to do downloads of MP3s if Stadmiller shows and stick with that. That's what I've been doing up till now. I've been listening to RBN Live fairly constantly for about 2 weeks now. And I have this idea. I'm sure somebody's already done it. If so, I'm hoping someone will call in and tell us where it is. But oh, I think that something that would really be helpful is a website that would list all the congressmen or all the state legislators or here in Canada, all the Canadian parliamentarians, and just keep a running total of how they vote on every bill during their entire term. Do you know if there's such a thing? And if not, what do you think of it?
I'll tell you what. It's interesting that you should say that, Pete, because I was just mentioning on my show yesterday, I've been having conversations with Tim Wingate, who co-hosts the Ed and Elaine Brown Show, which is on before mine, and he also substituted for me last week while I was out of town. And his idea was to put all of these people in here, all of these government officials on a website, and I'm talking about, you know, congressmen, senators, the military generals, the president, vice president, a lot of the media people, anybody, and put exactly what groups they belong to. Okay, for example, if they're a member of the CFR or if they're Skull and Bones or what their record is.
Right, or if they happen to be a citizen of more than one country.
Yes, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, is not Joe Lieberman a dual citizen, and also Michael Chertoff, I believe, has dual citizenship.
Also, most of your Congress.
Yes, and that also means, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but that also means if they're to get into a scandal and be indicted for anything, they could literally flee to Israel, and Israel will not, they do not have any extradition laws to extradite them anywhere. In other words, they have safe haven in Israel. That's convenient, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I see.
No. I love it. Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. In all honesty, you should. I had Statmiller in fits on the way back from because he knew what it was, you know. And every time he'd say something, I'd say, I see, which means I don't believe a word you say. It was driving him nuts.
Well, I believe what you say, but I don't believe what they say.
Oh, I know, and that's why I brought that out there, because anything the government says, you know, I see, and it's just a question of the level, you know, of the decibels of how I put it out there is how bad I disbelieve them. At any rate, yes, Pete, I think it's a great idea, okay, and I know that Tim Wingate is working on that particular idea, so, you know, I will mention that to him that you called me and told me about that, okay?
Yeah, I hope someone within listening range, if it isn't already done, we'll think about getting it together. As you're mentioning it, or as you say, Tim did. I probably got the idea from Tim. As I say, I've had the radio on constantly for the last 2 weeks, and I'm thinking that it's starting to get to the size where it would have to be a searchable database rather than just a simple chart. I mean, how many congressmen have you got to start with?
Well, there's 435.
Right. So that's a pretty big chart to get started with. And then, how many issues do they vote on during during the course of a term, 100.
Well, actually, there are websites that you can go into that you can look and see their voting record. There's only one individual here in the United States that, you know, I would be comfortable having as president, and that's Ron Paul. And, of course, you know, since he votes constitutionally on every issue, they're doing everything they can do to discount him, discredit him. They're trying he has nothing they can create a scandal over, so they're looking for flies in the ointment anywhere they can find, you know. But the people that we have running currently right now, there are five in the Republican Party and five, no, I'm saying running, I'm saying that are in the debates. There are five in the Republican Party, 5 out of 10, and also 6 out of 10 of the Democrats that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which in essence means world government. So if any of those people go, you know, are on the ticket, and I'm talking about Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, John McCain, or Jim Gilmore, if any of those people are on the ticket running for president in the Republican Party, they're all members of the CFR. They're all world government boys. The Democrats are Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, and Bill Richardson. So if any of those people are put on the ticket, which I'm sure they will be, you know, they're all world government oriented. So that's what I've got so far.
Yeah, that's the kind of information that prospective voters, anyone who gets to vote for any of those people, should be able to look at. They should be able to just go to a website, look up their name, and see how they voted on all the issues that they've done votes on and the issues that they didn't vote on.
Right, exactly right.
I'd like to see that for us here in Canada, too. That's the only way people can make an intelligent vote. And more importantly, just in case the election isn't fixed, we don't have voting machines up here yet. And if we ever do, I'll be going to the polling booth with a baseball bat or a hammer.
I see.
No.
But either way, if you're going to vote and you're assuming that your vote is going to count for anything because it isn't a fix, you want to be able to check each of the candidates that you have a vote for.
Well, you know, that's
they voted on different issues all the way through. If you don't do that, if you're not willing to do that much research, you don't deserve to vote.
Right. Now, that's part of the problem that's been going on for years, is that people that are listening to mainstream media, they're so confused, confounded, and, you know, the news is actually spun around, you know, with mainstream media, that they don't have a clue who they're going in and voting for. So the easiest thing for them to do is just say, well, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, and vote for whichever one has that particular initial next to their name. And that's what the American people do. I don't know about the Canadian people, but at any rate, this is something that we are doing everything we can do at RBN to change. And there is a major awakening going on in this country that hopefully, you know, by the time it comes up to, you know, the nomination, we'll have enough people awake that Ron Paul's going to be the Republican candidate for president.
Yeah,
that's,
well,
my wish.
A searchable database like that, I suggest, would mean Ron Paul, for instance, or anyone else who's who's running for office, doesn't need all that amazing monster backup of money that they need to get on all the TV shows and all that stuff. All they really have to do is get this much out. Go to www.me.com and have a look at my voting record in Congress or whichever government body you're talking about, and the voting record of all my opponents. Thank you very much. Goodbye. 10-second commercial.
Yeah, no, that
a bumper sticker.
I totally agree with that. I would recommend that, you know, that he do. I mean, I don't know whether he's done that or not, but you know, we're doing everything we can do to get this information out there. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm a major Paul fan myself, of course. But, you know, while you're on the subject, there's another thing that I keep thinking of, though. He can't do it by himself. I mean, if he walks into a completely hostile Congress as the president of the United States after the next election, he still can't do anything because it's still a lobbyocracy. So really what needs to happen, as far as I can see, is there needs to be a lot of people thinking in the same way, whether they call it a party or not. There needs to be people thinking in the same way on the ticket for every congressional seat in the country. So the people who are thinking Ron Paul-like can also have a choice. They don't have to vote for the Democrat or the Republican. They can vote for the guy they know on a local basis. They're as local as a congressional district gets. On a local basis that they know thinks the way Paul does. And once again, one of the ways they do that is go to his website and have a look at his voting record versus all the other guys.
Yeah, but what we need to do is we need to wake up enough people to have the gumption to do it.
And I wish you the best of luck on that, my friend. I spout rbnlive.com to everybody I can talk to. Well, republicbroadcasting.org, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the input, and I appreciate the support, Pete. Thank you for the call, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's go to Michael in Maine. Michael, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Maybe I'm listening to two different radio shows at the same time.
Well, you need to turn down your radio, whichever one you're listening to. You've got Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Is that who you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay, it's me.
I'm listening to two different signals, I guess.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, you need to turn your radio down, Michael.
All right, I'll just turn it off. No, the reason I'm calling is I'm interested in what the other people were saying about a website, right? But I've got a suggestion also, and that would be to have like a constitutional integrity quiz test put to all of our elected representatives and have their responses posted on a website, so that their constituents could see where they themselves stand on the Constitution. They all take an oath of office to support it, but it seems like none of them seem to understand it, except for with the exception of Ron Paul.
I totally agree, but let me tell you the problem that you would have with that, okay? You would have to stick a gun to their head, most likely, to get them to take the test. I mean, I could just see, you know, you stick a test in front of Rudy Giuliani and watch him dance, okay?
Really? But what I'm saying is you could put this on public display, and now you can put it out to the public. Hey, look, your representative won't even take the test. They don't even have the integrity or the honor to even consider taking a test and having their results published for the public. What are they afraid of?
I think it's a great idea, Michael. Have you got a constitutional test in mind? I mean, have you got some questions?
Well, I've got some generalized questions that I could ask. You know, I've asked my own local representatives on a local level, right, whether or not they feel that the Constitution that they take an oath to support and defend is meant to be construed literally or liberally. Mm-hmm. And they sit there and they hem and haw. Well, we think it should be literally, But then when you corner them, you keep asking a few questions. The next thing you know, well, they think it should be creative in certain areas. Well, you know, that's not the way it was designed to be. You know, you either follow the Constitution or you don't. You took an oath of office to support it, and you either do it or you don't. And you're judged by your actions, right?
Right.
You
put the questions together, email them to me. I'll put them up on the website, and I'll see what I can do about getting it done. I'll give you my email address, and I'll give it out to everybody else listening, and I'll get lambasted with emails today, which is what usually happens when I put out my email address. But here, take it down. You got a pen?
Well, I know what it is. It's Discerner. I've been following you.
Okay.
But to tell you the truth, I mean, I don't have all of the questions the way I would like to do it. I think this is something that needs to be worked on.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll tell you what. There's somewhere on the web, and I've seen this before. There's somewhere on the web that has a test. It was a test to get out of the elementary school in 1954, I believe, that had those questions on there. And nobody could pass it today. But anyway, we got to take a break. I'll hold you over for a minute, okay? We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona. Cut the music, I'm back. Okay, anyway, we're still on with Michael in Maine. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, so anyway, that was my suggestion, and
I think it's a great idea. I really do. And if you will email me some questions, I'll see what I can do about finding that test for elementary school students. And I think it was in 1954. And I mean, I had trouble with it, and I'm pretty good at it. But these guys that they're graduating from high school right now, they probably wouldn't get the first question. I think it's fantastic, though. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking more on the lines of just simple integrity and honor, you know, that kind of a test to see whether or not, where they stand as far as their interpretation and their application and their understanding of what it means.
For example, if they were to put a vote out there, what is your position on voting for the North American Union and bringing down the sovereignty of Canada, the United States, and Mexico? Which way would you vote? A yes or B no, correct? Something like that?
Well, not really. I'm talking about general understanding, their general understanding of what that document is all about, how it ties them.
Okay, do me a favor, Michael. Send me an email on it, and I think I know where you're coming from on this. Let me bounce it off a couple of my colleagues here and see what they can come up with, okay?
Okay.
And I will get on. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for a call.
All right.
Thanks, Michael. Okay. We're loaded with phones here. Short segment coming up at the top of the hour. I've got Gerald, C.H., Charles, and Michael, and I'll get to you all. Let's go to Gerald in South Carolina first. Gerald, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm in a good mood today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Bush wasn't looking too good today, and that always makes me happy. Go ahead.
Yeah. On that point, the thing is, he is now... He's got to go back to his puppet masters and explain why he didn't get that thing done.
Mm-hmm.
I
watched the video, and he certainly wasn't looking too happy today. So he's got to go back to his puppet masters. Well, that's fine. You know, let him go back there and tell him why it didn't get done. All it does really, and as you know, Gerald, it's going to rear its ugly head again, but it buys us some time. You know, and hopefully we can get this clown out of office and get somebody in there that votes constitutionally. We won't have to worry about this issue anymore. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I've been doing a great deal of thinking on this thing. We did beat down this one head on the Hydra. But the next step, like you said, it's going to raise its head again, and it's going to come back with a vengeance. And I had a thought, and I don't know, I'm running it past some people.
Go ahead.
I thought I'd run it past you. 7, you understand the symbology in the Bible of the number 7?
Yes.
For completion. We didn't start the mess, but we need to finish it. So I am calling for a 7 million Patriot March on Washington, D.C. in the fall of 08.
Okay.
And the sub-theme would be Before It's Too Late. 7 million Patriot March 08, Before It's Too Late. And then we demand return to constitutional government. And the lesson learned with all the illegals marching in the streets, they showed that they can't deal with that many in the masses. So if we could organize and get something like that done, we could get something accomplished.
Well, you know, they're fighting us. Oh, excuse me just a minute. Ken, you need to turn down. I'm getting the feedback. They're fighting us on a number of different levels, and we're fighting back. And you know what? We're winning some battles here. That's a good idea. But, you know, at any rate, we've got, you know, with all due respect to you, I'll be happy to put something like that out over the airwaves. But I've got so much on my plate right now that as far as, you know, me actually going, I don't know whether I could do that or not. Listen, we're going to go to the top of the hour break. Gerald, you want me to hold you over for a minute? Gerald.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I'll hold you over for a minute. We'll be back in 2 minutes, top of the hour break, going into the second hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.